With Russia turning off gas to Europe and no other quick options to replace that energy, Germany is warily turning to coal. The country was in the middle of phasing out that particular fossil fuel in favor of wind and solar energy. But as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, German coal plants that were slated to shut down are once again being fired up.
An alarm sounds inside a smokestack, signaling a shipment of coal making its way along a series of belts towards its destination, the furnace. Germany has vowed to phase out coal this decade, but now, thanks to Russia, it's burning more of it. This coal-fired power plant in the western city of Marl is one of at least 20 nationwide being resurrected or extended past their closing dates to ensure the country has enough energy to get through the winter.
Over there, that's our harbor. You see the yellow crane moving there? That's where the coal is landed by ship.
Plant manager Bernhard Fent says this plant was supposed to shut down this autumn. The chemical company Evonik runs this plant. It provides electricity for the company's industrial park, where more than 10,000 people work. And extending the plant for another year means a stable electricity supply all winter. The bad news, says Heiko Menerich, Evonik's head of energy, is that electricity is now going to cost more. Coal that cost $64 a metric ton at the beginning of 2021 now costs $400.
It's a lot of efforts Evonik is spending to secure the energy supply of the site and also Germany. But having no energy, having no electricity, having no steam in the winter, it's much more serious than this question.
Menerich is also worried about his company's long-term viability in the global market, given the rising cost of energy.
If you compare the energy price level in Europe with the energy price level in the US, we are suffering under the competition. So I fear really what happens to the European industry if we have this high energy price level for a longer period of time.
Germany's central bank recently predicted a clear, broad-based decline in the country's economic output, mainly due to the energy crisis, but not for all companies. In another coal-fired power plant near Dortmund, turbines are spinning at full speed, producing enough energy to power 1.3 million homes. The plant's operator, Steg, was preparing to shut down five of its six plants this year, including this one. But the government has renewed their licenses for the next 2 years, and that means Steg will generate power for 3% of Germany's households.
Economically, it isn't a bad situation.
Daniel Mühlenfeld is a spokesman for Steg. On the one hand, he says the government will restrict Steg's earnings for its energy. But on the other hand,
looking back 2 years in 2020, when we as a company were in the situation to organize hard coal phase out, we have had a very demanding situation.
He says Steg's new earnings will go into constructing more wind turbines and solar panels. And this gets at a thorny topic in Germany. Burning coal was supposed to be phased out by the end of this decade. But even the staunchest environmentalists, like Greenpeace Germany's Carsten Schmid, admit coal is the short-term answer to this energy crisis.
We can understand the government that they restart coal-fired power plants in Germany, but under one precondition. Coal is destroying the climate. So at the end, we do not accept any additional CO2 emissions.
Schmid says the government will need to ensure that every ton of CO2 burned will be replaced through carbon savings after the energy crisis is through, so that the climate crisis doesn't accelerate further. The problem is, says Schmid, the government has not promised that. Instead, it's given a green light to operators to burn more coal so that Germany and its economy doesn't freeze this winter. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Dortmund.